Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Good morning and welcome to Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx speaker, business positioning strategist, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 70 countries, such as the United States, Canada, all across Europe. We want to welcome Brazil, Morocco, all across the continent of Africa, and we are also heard in Malaysia, India, and all across the Middle East. So I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformation. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that changed our lives and how we use this to then transform others and elevate their lives as well. You can listen to us live right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network, Tuesday through Friday. Never miss an episode by subscribing wherever you're comfortable listening to podcasts. We are available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Player FM, Radio Public, Overcast, CastBox, and the Google Play Music app. Please subscribe to Life Transformation Radio wherever you're comfortable listening to podcasts. On the show, I bring on entrepreneurs, speakers, business owners, coaches, other podcasters, authors, amazing people who are having an impact in the world around them. My guest today does exactly that. If you have any questions for any of the guests that I bring on the show during our live broadcast, you can call us up at 657-383-1109. Again, the number, 657-383-1109. And with that, please help me welcome to the show, Dolores Hirschman. Dolores, welcome to Life Transformation Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. And I'm so impressed about all the countries that are listening. You are missing Argentina, so you need help getting there. Well, I can help you. And for those in Malaysia, selamat pagi. I lived there for 3 months many years ago.
Oh, awesome. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I want to personally thank you for coming on the show. I know you are extremely busy, but I want to thank you for coming on the show. I've been looking forward to this because not only are you having an incredible impact for the past, you know, over 20 years, but I'm in your Facebook group and I learned so much. And I know that the people in the group learn so much and you have so much knowledge and so much passion in what you do. So this is going to be extra special, you know, to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for your kind words. Thank you.
So today's episode is titled 18 Minutes of Impact with Dolores Hirschman. Mm-hmm. Dolores is an internationally recognized strategist, coach, speaker, and TEDx organizer and an author. She has over 20 years experience in helping clients realize their potential through clarifying their vision, message, and market to design the strategies and roadmaps needed to succeed. Utilizing her extensive background in strategic planning, pitch and message design, marketing and communications, executive coaching, event planning, and speaker coaching, Dolores founded Masters in Clarity, a strategy and coaching boutique practice where she and her team work with CEOs, founders, thought leaders, speakers, and entrepreneurs by guiding them through the clarity of vision, message, and market to develop the strategies and initiatives needed for their next level of growth. Dolores leads mastermind groups, workshops, and speaks internationally about effective communication and audience engagement. As a speaker coach and TEDx organizer, she brings the TED speaker model to all levels of communication in business by infusing a bigger vision into sales presentations, keynotes, and retail marketing communication strategies. Clients achieve a higher level of engagement and resonance with their audiences. The website, mastersinclarity.com. Her LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube profiles are right there in the show notes. I suggest if you ever think about wanting to be a speaker or a TEDx speaker, connect with her and get into her program. It is absolutely life-changing. So with that, I have to ask, what is your why? Why did you decide that this is where you wanted to go? And what is your deep why for what you do?
Thank you. I believe that a couple of things. I believe that we are gifted with ideas on how to positively impact the world, all of us. And that my why is to not let any idea die without it first having a chance by inspiring others to collaborate with it. So my why is giving ideas a chance through effective communication to find the momentum and the resources the idea needs to realize its potential.
Got it. It's very clear.
Notice that I didn't talk about people. Didn't talk about people. Because I believe that
we
people,
we are
carriers of this idea. I honestly believe that we are gifted with or inspired by something that wherever it comes from, it can come from our brain or from a bigger space, that we are given a chance to see an idea through. And so I stand with ideas and I support the people that carry the ideas.
Very cool. I like that a lot. What was a transformational moment that happened in your life, which then put you on the path to what you're doing today?
That is a great question. And you know, I think for most of your guests, you probably have a few answers to this. And I'm not going to talk about being diagnosed with pancreatic tumor at the age of 20 and being told that I was not going to make it. And I'm not going to talk about living in the jungle for 3 months doing community work and I thought I was not going to make it. I'm actually going to talk about... I'm going to talk about a moment 2.5 years ago where I found myself building a business that was based on a passion that I had on, again, helping this idea see the light of day. And at that time, I was kind of building my business while raising my 4 children. And my husband, who was the main provider, he was having problems in his work, you know, family business, kind of complicated. But anyway, December 2016, he came to me and he said, "Tag, you're it." And I'm like, "What?" He's like, "You're it. For now, you know, whatever you need to do in your business, I will support you. But you're the only income until I can figure out this problem with my family business." And I mean, I'm making it short, but really what happened for me that day and has changed myself and has changed my business is that I realized that not only did I have a passion business that was doing really well, but it wasn't doing well enough to support my family, that I was faced with how do I turn up the volume on the work that I do right now without losing integrity, without losing quality, and without losing the customized level of attention that my clients get. And I realized, and it had, literally, John, I had 30 days because this is, you know, a reality was that we have 4 children, we had a mortgage and payments, and every month we had an income and it was predictable and we paid our bills. And literally, we knew that by January 30th, 2017, we needed a certain amount of money to keep up with our financial obligations. And the only source of income was me. And it would, at that time of my business then, it would literally require to double my revenue of what I had ever produced in the past.
Wow.
And I asked myself, how can I continue with this passion and double my income without falling in the trap of just selling for the sake of selling, you know, skipping the filtering, the only taking the people that are really aligned to work with me and all that stuff. And I realized that I had all the elements to succeed. What I didn't have was a scalable business model. And that is when I went like full force. I had 30 days to figure it out. And I started testing and asking and talking to everybody about how can I put this together in a way that makes sense and that I can accomplish my goal. And how it's transformed my business is that today I coach people in not only finding their passion, but also designing a business model that is scalable and that can be monetized fairly quickly. I mean, I did it in 30 days. And that also can drown you in the process, that you won't just, you know, hate it. Because, you know, we could all build businesses, but can you build a business that you love a year in, 2 years in, 10 years in, right? Because sometimes we are making all the money we wanted to make, but the making of it is killing us because we're sacrificing a lot. So if you want, you know, there's many moments in my life that has transformed me. The last one has done that because it brought me to my knees. It made me realize not just the tactical challenge that I had of the business model, but also it made me face all of my limitations and those that I didn't even know I had.
Very cool.
So
I like that. Do you talk about this when you're on stage speaking and working with people? Do you draw back from these moments?
Yeah, so it's interesting because I literally was I was giving a talk on Friday, and it takes a little bit of courage sometimes to go there, right?
And
my experiences in the last few speaking engagements that I've done, especially in the last year, I have began my story with that last transformation. Because, again, I've had different challenges in my life. The last one happens to be 2 years ago, and it's the most recent, but it's also the one that has defined who I am today. And I've been opening my speaking with that story. And, this, you know, honestly, when you start really listening to people, I am moved by the courage. This particular engagement I had on Friday was a women-owned business, Hispanic women-owned business.
Yeah.
And the amount of women that came up to me afterwards sharing their story of how they got down to their own knees, right? Whether it was failed marriages or moving, you know, I'm an immigrant here in the U.S. I met this woman who kind of similar story than mine. She fell in love with an American. She moved here. And my story ended up really well. We're still married. We have a really happy family. But her story didn't. And she found herself, you know, married to a person that was abusing her with a small child without papers, because he didn't even help her with that, and had to begin from a woman's shelter. She had to start from scratch. And, I mean, just her telling me the story moved me to tears, but also gave me an amazing amount of respect for who she is, for how people can become resilient. But also, I think, Sean, you'll share this with me, is that how entrepreneurship and the capacity that we are to create our own way of earning an income can completely be the life jacket or the thing that saves you and helps you design the life you want.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Sometimes it's just it's a way out. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some people look at it like this is my way out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. It takes commitment. It takes courage. It takes hard work.
Hard work.
But you can make it whatever you want it to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. 100%. So let's talk about what you do. You know, like I said before, I'm in your group. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
A lot of people get a lot of great value. You know, when I became a professional speaker, because I was a drill instructor from basic training in the military, for 4 years, and I loved speaking and training and mentoring. I love that aspect. And I used to get hired at high schools and colleges just because they wanted the military guy to come in, and you know. But I loved speaking from stage. And I said in 2015, I said, man, I'm going to make this a thing. And so I learned everything I could about the speaker world, and then I found TEDx. I never even knew what TEDx was. And I learned what TEDx was, and I was like, oh, man, this is like the pinnacle. Like TED stage is like the pinnacle. Like, you know, it's great to be a Toastmasters champion, everything, but – man, so little speakers get a chance to speak on the TED stage, especially when guys like Simon Sinek and Tony Robbins and guys, you know, they speak there. So in December of 2017, 2 years after I launched my speaker business, I got a chance to speak on the TEDx stage, and my talk has 14,000 views. What has it meant to you as a speaker to get to this moment where you hold the keys and the know-how to fulfill people's dreams? Like, literally, this was my dream. And the TEDx stage is a place where every speaker wants to go. So what does it mean for you to be that person, that go-to person, you know, that everybody wants to be a part of?
Yeah, so first of all, it's funny because I got an email this morning. I have one of my clients and answering what I do, who just has the we always say the problem we all want to have. And is she now got selected to two events, luckily not on the same day, and we're negotiating whether she does them both or not, two TEDx events. So what do I do? I mean, there's different things I do, but as far as this conversation, I am a TEDx organizer. So that's what how I approached TED originally, because I said to myself, if I'm passionate about ideas, and I believe that ideas in many cases hold the key to the evolution of our human existence, right? The ideas on how to make this world better. Then what can I do from my place? How can I support this? And the answer to that question was, okay, let's be one of the leaders in this platform, the TEDx platform, and create an environment for ideas to be shared. And so I became the organizer of TEDx New Bedford. I had volunteered at other events. I had co-organized another event before that. But in 2015, I started leading my own event with an audience of 1,200 people. And I did that very successfully for multiple years. And what I learned in that process, one is how much power these event organizers hold in making or not making an idea come to this platform, right? And I learned as I was being in the curating space of selecting who was going to speak at my event, the process that speakers go through and the sometimes heart-wrenching process of selecting speakers. And I also learned that many of the speakers, I mean, I had some years we had like 200-300 applications for 15 slots. And many of the applications that we said no to, I knew that there was a great idea behind it, but I could tell that the speaker wasn't ready to share it or communicate effectively. And so it was kind of, honestly, Sean, I never thought about doing this, but it kind of came to me. It was end of 2015, and this person found me online. He's a doctor from Kansas. He emailed me. He said, you're a TEDx organizer. Can you help me get on a TEDx stage? And I said, well, I don't know. I don't do that. I just select people that come to me and put them on my stage. He said, well, but I want you to help me position so that I also get selected in a stage, not necessarily yours. And I said to him, well, I've never done that. He's like, but you can try. And it was interesting because I did, and I helped him. And within 6 months, he got selected. He spoke in Ireland in 2016, and his video has been watched 2.8 million times to date.
Wow.
And, yeah, and what I learned in that moment. What?
I said, I need to get mine up there. Mine's only got 14,000. This dude's sitting at millions. That's awesome.
But the trick with this client, and it was the reason why I ended up, and I'm still doing this work today, is that he came to me with a very revolutionary idea. And as an organizer, I thought, oh, my God, you need to be very courageous to pick this guy, right? But he's a doctor, and he said, look, I've written papers. I have been featured in the New York Times. I don't want to write a book. I don't want to write a medical paper on this. I want it to be on a TEDx because I think it's an idea that needs to be heard. And the fastest way to do that is to be on a TEDx stage. And he was right, right? And but the interesting thing is he's in his 60s. I don't think he has a social media account. He doesn't even know what Instagram or Facebook or any of this stuff is. So I know he didn't buy any of those likes. He just truly had an idea worth sharing. And so what I learned with that experience and what I began doing, and I do so successfully right now, as, you know, the example of this client today that has this problem of being selected to two events, is that right now, and I only do this on word of mouth or people who found me from things like this podcast because I don't market it so much anymore, is that I help people position their ideas in such a way that they can but help to move an audience in under 18 minutes. And I also help them position in such a way that they get selected to multiple TEDx stages when they apply.
Yes.
So that's really what
I think the burning question, now that you mentioned that, the burning question for everybody is, you know, how do I get booked at TEDx? And how do I, what's the process? And what's the, you know, so I work with a few speakers on getting them booked. I mean, I work with speakers in general, but I work with speakers to get them booked on the stage because I just know the booking process. And what I do know is that every single TEDx event is different. Every single TEDx organizer is looking for something else, is looking for something different, has their own set of rules and what they feel that the TEDx should be. So what do you think gets speakers booked on TEDx over the ones that get denied?
Yeah, great question. So first of all, I mean, and I always do these interviews and I'm fully transparent because, you know, I think by sharing my process and my journey and what I learned, what I did right and what I did wrong, it can teach a lot of people. And so a few years ago, I started teaching anybody that wanted to learn how to get on a TEDx stage. And I realized that, first, not everybody's message is ready for it. And two, that it takes a lot of consistency and discipline to get there. And so I no longer teach how to get on a TEDx stage, which I will teach you in this podcast, but I no longer teach it. I don't sell that anymore because I realized that people were buying a dream, but they were never implementing it.
Right. 100%. Yep.
And so what we've offered now at Masters in Clarity, and we offer it actually for TEDx stages, we also offer it for non-TEDx stages because everybody wants to speak, but nobody wants to do the work to get there. And so right now at Masters in Clarity, we actually do the work for our clients. What I mean by that is in the case of TEDx, we work with the client. We help them find the right positioning for their message, and we help them create that pitch, if you want. And then we do the research. And we do the applications for them. And what is the trick? Clear positioning, succinctness and straightforwardness, doing the research, and then last but not least, it's a numbers game. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah,
the more you apply, the higher the chances you're going to get selected.
Yeah, I applied... I think 5 or 6 times in 2016 because I really didn't understand. And then my 9th application in 2017 was the winner, my 9th one.
Yep.
And I think what really stuck out was I was clear and concise. I knew exactly what I want to talk about. There was no confusion. And what I've noticed is that your talk needs to 100% resonate with the theme of the TEDx. A lot of people go, I want to talk about my one thing, but it has nothing to do with the theme. Well, of course you're going to get denied. And that's what I noticed is that a lot of people that I'm working with 100% and they do. Oh, they're like, but my talk, I'm like, it has nothing to do with that. Like I would never, it's like if I'm a sales speaker, I'm not going to apply to speak at a church. If I'm a podcast speaker, you know, which I speak at different podcast events because obviously I have one, I'm not going to go speak at, I don't know, Infusionsoft, you know, event, you know, talking about sales because that's not me. Like, so there's one in Raleigh just like last year and it talked about prenatal and they're like, man, I got to talk. I'm like, why would you apply to a prenatal TEDx talk? You have nothing to do with prenatal. It has nothing to do. You're going to get denied. They applied and they got denied. I'm like, you're an idiot. Like listen to me. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, so I look at the talks that really resonate with, let's say that the future is yours. Well, shoot, that could be a lot of people, you know? So find the talks with the themes that resonate with your talk and vice versa. Like, it has to be clear, concise, and in tune with the message.
Yeah. So again, I think we started with like this podcast. It's like we hold ideas that are bigger than us. We happen to be gifted with the honor to make this idea through. And so at TEDx, at the heart of a good TEDx talk, there's an idea worth sharing, not a person worth listening to. And so you just have to keep the focus that it's never about you, the speaker. It's always about the idea you have to share with the audience.
100%.
And if you stay from that place and from a place of I am honored to be the messenger for this idea, then you won't miss the mark by putting attention to yourself, and you also are less likely to take it personally.
Right, 100%. I love that. So let's do this. As we start to close the show, let's do a shameless plug. You can plug your programs, products, services, friends, quotes, websites, whatever it is that you want the audience to know and to do. Shameless plug moment. Go.
Go to mastersinclarity.com and click start here and book a consultation with my team. If you're ready for a TEDx stage, trust me, we can get you there. So come talk to us, and we'll assess your idea and help you navigate the process to be seen.
Amazing. You know what I find interesting about this right now, this dynamic that's happening right now, is that you have, you know, the service, like if you want to get on TEDx, you know, and then I'm over here on Facebook going, you know, in different places that I work on, speakers, and I speak at different events. I'm like, hey, if you want to get on TEDx, you know, but I like literally promote you to other people. Like, hey, look, Dolores is like way better than me. Like, you know, and I have no problem promoting what you're doing because I've learned a lot of my knowledge has just come from watching what you're doing. And your team is absolutely brilliant. So anybody who wants to get on TEDx, like, don't take my word for it. Just have a consultation with her, talk to her team. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you, she'll get you on the stage if it works out, right? Like if all the pieces fit,
if you're,
right?
You're ready for it. Like, I mean, and
you're ready for it. That's what it comes down to. If you're ready, it will happen. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to be ready.
Yeah,
100%.
I had this client who came to us. She said, "I want a TEDx," and then we started asking some questions, and she really didn't even have much of a business behind it. I said, "Look, let's do this. Let's build your business," which is one of the things that we offer and we do. Let's build your business. And I guarantee that TEDx is going to, our TEDx is going to come to you without you asking before the end of the year.
Yep.
100%. That's what happened. We built her business.
Love
and
it.
They found her and they called her simply for the work that she was doing. But for us to have gone straight to our TEDx, she would have been a waste of time and energy.
Yep. 100%.
So.
All right. So. I really want to thank you for your time and give us one like 10 to 15 second nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action today.
Be grateful for the idea that you have for your business and be relentless in the pursuit of the impact of that idea.
I love it. Oh, I love that. Thank you so much for being a guest on Life Transformation Radio. It has been an absolute honor to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Sean, for having me.
Life Transformation Radio listeners, an amazing guest impacting the world around her. If you have thought about being on the TEDx stage, go to mastersinclarity.com. And as we close the show, I always say, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the core values that you hold deep in your heart. And I call that living your brand. So until next episode, live a great life.